Individual Ready Reserve Marines gather for a mega muster in Arlington, Virginia. Story by Corporal Orion St. Pierre for the Marine Forces Reserve, MARFORS, Arlington, Virginia. Marines from across the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia moved between medical screening stations, administrative tables, and informational briefings as they checked in for an individual Ready Reserve mega muster in Arlington, Virginia, March 5th-10, 2026. Staff from the Marine Corps Individual Reserve Support Activity guided Marines through readiness updates and available resources throughout the event. U.S. Marines assigned to the Individual Ready Reserve gathered for the multi-day muster to update records, receive information on benefits and opportunities within the Marine Corps Reserve, and ensure they remain ready to serve if called upon during a national emergency. The Marine Corps remains the only branch of the U.S. military that conducts large, multi-regional mega-musters for members of the IRR. Marines in the IRR are former active component Marines who have not completed their military service obligation and have not yet completed their initial contractual period of active duty. Typically, these Marines are in the enlisted grades of Lance Corporal to Corporal and Officer grades of First Lieutenant to Captain. The remainder of the IRR is made up of Marines who have completed their MSO, military service obligation, but have chosen to stay affiliated with the Marine Corps. They may continue participating in different ways, either as IRR Marines or temporarily while waiting to rejoin a select Marine Corps Reserve unit or secure an individual mobilization augmenté billet. These events provide Marines who have transitioned from active service but remain part of the reserve component an opportunity to reconnect with the Corps, update their records, and receive important information regarding their continued service obligations. Several senior military and civilian leaders attended the event as distinguished visitors to observe the muster and engage with participating Marines. Among those in attendance were U.S. Marine Corps Lieutenant General Leonard F. Anderson IV, Commander of Marine Forces Reserve and Marine Forces South, U.S. Marine Corps Lieutenant General Paul J. Rock Jr., Director of the Marine Corps Staff, U.S. Air Force Major General Vanessa J. E. Dornhofer, Military Executive and Senior Policy Advisor to the Reserve Forces Policy Board, and the Honorable Hung Cao, Under Secretary of the Navy. During the event, Anderson spoke with Marines about the value of attending mega musters and the opportunities available within the Marine Corps Reserve. Coming to these musters is the initial step to learning what the Reserve is all about, Anderson said. These musters help you find all the opportunities the Reserve offers to you through the classes given here. Anderson also emphasized that service in the Reserve allows Marines to pursue civilian careers while continuing their service to the nation. Coming to these musters help you find all the opportunities the Reserve offers to you through the classes given here, Anderson said. You can make any career you want through the Reserve. Cao also addressed Marines during the event, speaking about the importance of maintaining a ready and capable individual ready reserve force. We are currently bringing peace around the world, said Cao, but if the balloon ever goes up, we will need your help. His remarks reinforce the importance of maintaining comprehensive readiness within the IRR. Through events like the Mega Muster, Marines are able to address critical aspects of readiness, including medical screenings, administrative updates, physical preparedness, and access to spiritual and personal support resources. By maintaining these pillars of readiness, the Marine Corps ensures Marines in the IRR remain informed, supported, and ready to answer the call if the nation requires their return to service. The IRR Mega Muster serves as a connection between Headquarters Marine Corps and the IRR Marines who continue to hold their commitment to service outside of active duty. Through continued engagement, education, and readiness programs, the Marine Corps ensures these Marines remain an integrated and capable part of the total force, prepared to support the nation whenever they are needed.